This is your Better Living Afternoon here at Talking Lifestyle. Now, there's no doubt that modern day life has created more opportunities to become sedentary. We have our office-based work, of course, all that public transport, all those home appliances. We've got lifts, we've got elevators instead of stairs. They've all created convenience, no doubt, but at what cost? Well, let's seek the advice of Dr. Joe Kostrich, who is online as he joins us each Tuesday. G'day, Joe.
Ed, good afternoon.
Do we have the stats on how many hours a day many of us are sitting down?
Yeah, it's a lot, and it's arguably too many. And you're right. I mean, 100 years ago, you had to be active. Most work was physical. If you wanted to get from A to B, it generally involved some physical activity. Now, even when I was a kid, you had to get out of the car to open the garage
yes.
door. So there's a lot of what's called incidental activity that's been lost out of our lives.
You old enough to remember getting up to change the TV channel?
I do. Yes. I do remember that. I've said that at times to my kids, and they just look at me sort of fairly blankly. And it gets worse when you say, and guess what? There are only about sort of, you know, four channels in those days. But anyway, it's another story. So a lot of these things have crept into our lives. And there's been work done in America that has estimated that between about the mid-60s and the mid-20s, about 40, 50 years from about 1967 to the early 2010s, the amount of incidental activity lost was about 2,400 calories per week, which
right.
is about one day's food intake. So if you were eating exactly the same amount 45 years ago as you are today, just the amount of incidental activity that you've lost is worth about a day's calories.
Well, that's quite telling, isn't it? Yeah, right.
And absolutely. And it's sort of subtle. And the other problem I think we've had is there's this thin view peddled that you have to get out and exercise, which is good, and it's a very important thing and useful thing for people to exercise. But what's been underestimated is the value of being active without exercising. And that sounds a funny concept to get your head around, but being active without exercising can be walking up the stairs instead of going up the escalator. It might be parking further away from the entrance to the shopping centre rather than trying to find the nearest park. And so whilst there's been work around for a while that has shown us that if people are sedentary, that that's an independent risk factor for premature or early death and an independent risk factor for heart disease. So that's separate to weight, that's separate to blood pressure, and it's even separate to physical fitness. So just being sedentary is a problem in itself. But people say, well, that's well and good and fine. You know, what can we actually do about it? Now, these researchers in Finland, and I'd like to tell you that at university, but I don't know if I can quite...
I think it's Jyväskylä.
Yeah. More or less said, well, look, we've identified the problem. That's fine. Is it possible to actually do something about it? And they studied the two groups over a year and worked with them to try and encourage them to be more active in their day-to-day life. They didn't put them on exercise programs. They didn't get them out jogging. They didn't get them on exercise bikes. They said, can we just reduce the amount of time that you spend sitting down?
Okay.
For example, you know, most of us have breakfast bars or benches in our kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that says that we can't have our breakfast standing up. We don't have to sit down.
Okay.
If we are checking our phones, there's nothing that, even at work, there's nothing that says we can't stand up to do that. There's nothing that sort of says, and standing desks have become quite a popular thing in office places,
yep.
that we can't do more of what we do day to day standing rather than sitting. And you know, we can find this incidental activity, and the classic one is going up steps, the other one being, you know, just walking a bit further at the shopping centre. But there's little things you can find to do. And they just followed these people over a course of 12 months and found that, and it's fascinating how they do this, that just sitting or being sedentary for 21 minutes less per day, 21 minutes, only
yeah.
a third of an hour, not 20, not 22, but 21 anyway, you know, did have an impact. And it did make a difference, and it wasn't that difficult for the people to do. They also measured biomarkers. They looked at people's cholesterols and diabetes markers, and a lot of these markers also improved. So this is separate to people changing their diets. This is the simple act of spending less time sitting down,
right.
which is something that we can all do. We have to wrap our heads around it a little bit. It's not intrinsically difficult. Once we wrap our heads around it, it's something that costs nothing. It doesn't require expensive equipment. It doesn't call, you know, we don't have to spend a cent. And it's not as if we can really say, well, it's impossible for us to do it. It can be done.
Stand where you can. Was there much difference between the men and women in the study that you noted?
Not a massive amount. I think there was some suggestion that the women were able to sort of doing a little bit better. They increased both, and I'll quote directly from both light physical activity and the number of sitting hours in the workplace. Men were not so much able to do that. I'm not sure that they weren't able to do it. They might have been less committed to the task at hand. I to be honest, I would defy anybody to say that you can't stand up to eat your breakfast. Yeah. Like, obviously, some people, if they have problems with their feet and it's painful for them to stand up, then that's quite a separate matter altogether. But for all the rest of us, it's not that we can't do it. I think can't would be an excuse.
Good to have it in the back of your mind. Stand where you can. Look, Dr. Joe, we're in our last sort of 30 seconds or so. What's the kind of take-home advice from this study? I think it's pretty clear, but really, really important.
Look, I think you came up with an excellent excellent term there, Ed. Stand where you can. And just think about your day. Think about times when, rather than sitting, you could be doing something standing up. And, you know, just remind yourself to do it. Send a little prop in your phone to remind you to stand up.
Just set Tammy Wynette as your ringtone. Stand by your man.
That's a good one.
Hey, we'll make that a T-shirt next week. Thanks for your time, Dr. Joe.
Good
as always, you can always find out his wonderful info at drjoe.net.au as well.